Winter Heat's Wow, also known as We're Obsessed With. This is our weekly podcast, comes out every Friday. Joining me today is Carl.
Hello.
And Charlotte.
Hello.
From Off of Heat and Heat World. if you've never listened to this before, we cover all the week's showbiz pop culture updates. As I said, it comes out every Friday for more celeb gossip. The magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7. And of course, you can go to heatworld.com for all the breaking news. So it's been a big week for stories.
Huge week.
Let's talk about Golden Globes, first of all. I mean, what an incredible... I mean, people...
Amazing.
I don't think anyone really cares who won anything.
No. What a start to award season.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it?
So, Carl, first of all, what were your highlights?
I loved the fact that all of the women were in black.
Yeah.
Bar one actress.
The red dress, wasn't it? That was a bit of a statement. I can't remember what it was.
There were some sites online that actually didn't even get why women were wearing black at the beginning.
How is that?
And you're like, excuse me.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't just a coincidence.
So that was pretty powerful just to look at the fact that everyone was wearing black. Do you think that was effective?
I thought it was really effective, other than obviously, as you say, if people didn't quite get it at first. So it was a great statement on top of kind of Oprah's speech, and
that's what everyone talked about, didn't they, really? Everyone used that platform to really make a kind of a statement. And Charlotte, the Oprah speech has obviously
bless Oprah. While she spoke, it was almost that you wanted to stand up and just sort of like and just get into rousing applause. She was just so phenomenal, the way she just and you could just see the sea of celebrities just looking at her being like, we love you as much as people we do.
That in itself, I think I found that as fascinating.
Yeah.
And kind of made the hairs on your arms stand up, didn't it? I found that as interesting as just as listening to what Oprah had to say herself. It's just looking at her kind of peers and how in awe of her they were. Now, do you think then this could be serious? Do you think she seriously could run for president? Because that's obviously what everyone's saying.
Okay, we're talking about America here, which elected, we know who they elected last time.
Let's not say his name.
Yeah, so stranger things have happened. But I personally think that's sort of missing the point about what Oprah was doing there. She wasn't actually canvassing for presidency. She wasn't making a presidential speech. She was making a social gender statement, you know, about Hollywood and about how things must change. And I think that's sort of where she's placed to be most expert and knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And it's where she should keep speaking and raising awareness. I don't really think she needs to be given the nuclear codes at this point in time.
I think if she could convey herself with that much passion in other areas, if she could prove herself, then absolutely fair enough.
If she feels that way inclined. I don't know if she really wants the presidency. I think she'd rather have her chat show and...
Didn't her husband come out and say she's not considered it, or she's not actively considering it, but if the people want her to do it, then she'll do it.
She might be just taken away on the wave of, go on, please, we want you as president, and that's
give it.
So next, is it 2020, the next election?
It is,
So could it be, because remember Kanye said he was going to run. How amazing would that be? It'd be Kanye
versus Oprah.
Yeah, versus Trump.
Hollywood is crazy, isn't it?
Oh, no. Well, if anyone can get rid of Trump, that would just be brilliant.
Yeah, we'd like that. But,
what are the great moments happened, because
there was obviously when Natalie Portman came out to present the Best Director, and she just, it was just very subtle,
the
but
delivery
she just said,
was
yeah,
fantastic,
all male directors, it was just perfect, because obviously the entire conversation the night was that there needs to be more diversity, and then she points out, well, okay, we've made some progress, but still there are
still a long way to go.
Yeah, you know, still it's just all the male directors have been nominated again. So
the sass in that one line
was great. Yeah,
and a lot of A-listers brought kind of interesting people as their dates.
That was brilliant as well. So that's the thing. Lots of well-established women walked the red carpet with women who needed a platform to actually be heard. So who do we have? We had Michelle Williams brought Tarana Burke, who actually founded the hashtag MeToo movement, which was kind of the whole point of the message. Yeah. And then Meryl Streep brought the director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Emma Watson brought the director of the British Black Feminist Organisation. It just went on and on. And the point is that I don't think these women weren't just there on a meal ticket. They weren't just there to be someone's date.
Yep.
They were actually going because they wanted to walk the red carpet and actually be able to stand in front of the mic with an E presenter and not talk about what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Actually talk about why they were there and what they were stood for.
I wonder if though this year all the actresses, instead of being like, oh, what are you wearing? What's she going to be wearing? They're like, who are you taking?
Because
they probably had to kind of, they would have had to invite people. Yeah. They're like, exactly. Oh, hang on, you've got her.
Oh, damn it,
she's no.
I'm going to have to take that activist. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk also about Dakota Johnson and her side eye.
Well, see, this was sort of the light relief of the night because obviously it was a very heavy evening. But just when you think, you know, it's all getting a bit too serious, you've got Jennifer Aniston going on stage, you've got Angelina Jolie pretty much front and centre, very purposely looking down as Jen takes the stage. And then we have a photo, I think, taken from someone's phone behind Jennifer of Dakota. Just checking just to see what Angelina's doing.
Just to check the vibe.
Just checking it out. And her eyes are just darting to the side to see her. It's so perfect, this sort of triangle of women.
And what was Angelina doing?
She's looking down. I can't tell if she's on her phone or she's just sort of playing with her napkin. But she's not
gazing. Dakota is all of us, isn't she?
Yeah, really? She is. Love it. Okay, so let's move to Dancing on Ice. Yes. Don't you know, you can go Golden Globes.
Sublime, ridiculous.
Yeah, Dancing on Ice.
Dancing on Ice.
What did we think of the first episode? Who was the standout star?
I loved it. We obviously only saw half of them.
Yep.
So we've got the rest of them this weekend. But Jake Quickenden was a standout for me, I think. He's done kind of every...
But did you feel that he's taking it a bit too serious? Like, you could tell he really wants it.
He does really want it.
I find that kind of off-putting.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good point. But do you want...
Like, I thought Kem was great.
Kem was also great.
And I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's because we all love Kem anyway. Who doesn't? But also that he's been... In the press a lot, he's been saying, I'm really crap.
Yeah, you feel for him. You're kind of rooting for him.
I've been relying on my penguin. Like, I met him when he was just announced. And he said, literally, I can't even, like... touch my toes or I don't really
he was kind of claiming that he was like Bambi on ice,
I think he's been playing himself down because he was brilliant.
He was
but
good.
Do you know what, it's a scary, I actually think I don't enjoy it as much as I do Strictly, but really it's probably the scariest one and the hardest one to do because it's like Strictly but then you're on blooming ice skates I am awful on ice skates. I don't know how they manage to coordinate themselves.
And then they introduce the headbanger, don't they, a couple of weeks in.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I think it's quite dangerous.
When Jennifer Aniston made that fateful kick and like knocked herself in the face.
And if you were Kem's partner, I mean, he might be strong, but he's not very big, is he?
No, so. 5'10".
You've got to be
He's not 5'10". No, he says he's 5'10", because in Heat, he then admitted he was 5'8".
5'8".
Nothing wrong with a shorty. Yeah, so what about the judging panel? Ashley Banjo, does he have any credibility?
I think so. Well, see, this is the thing. I remember Emma Bunton did it, didn't she, a couple of years ago? And she's had some dance experience, but obviously not. How many people realistically have had Dancing on Ice training?
Yeah, true.
I don't know, though. Like, I just feel that you should have at least ice skaters commenting.
Yeah.
I was really happy at least that Torvald and Dean were put on the judging panel this year, because at least then you've got two people who completely know their craft, are so well placed to make their... But then, I mean, bless them. Did you see them on... They were just so boring.
Well, that's the thing. You either pay for people who've got a bit of charisma.
So, I kind of get it now.
And that's why I think he's needed.
Yeah, and to be fair to him, he is there for commentary on the choreography and the creativity, and he's definitely qualified to make those assessments.
And I saw backstage, because obviously Ashley's brother is doing the kind of backstage commentary, Jordan.
It's a banjo fest.
And he interviewed one of the girls, and she basically couldn't remember. She was talking about Jason, I think. She couldn't remember his name. And like she was saying she was really pleased with his comments, and then she couldn't remember his name. And then it was just like, she's not going to give you good comments again, is he?
Yeah, especially Jason, I don't think you want to anger him.
She's messed it up for herself.
Do you think it's going to be as big this year? Is it back with a vengeance? Because it's been 4 years away.
Yeah. I think it was necessary to take a breather, and I think
I
it has sort of raised some excitement in the show. Like I watched it maybe occasionally, but like I didn't like it this year. I was pretty excited.
I'm quite happy to have it fill it, you know, something to fill up my Sunday nights.
Yeah,
post X Factor.
Yeah, but it's no Strictly, and never will.
I agree.
Like it just doesn't. It doesn't have the family, warm, nice, lovely feeling, does it? I mean, maybe it's because it's on ice.
But you'd have. So if you had to choose now, knowing we've only seen half of them, Charlotte would choose Kem.
I'm gonna go for Kem. Yeah.
Carl?
I reckon Jake.
Mm. Okay, Ken v. Jake. Yeah, okay. National Television Awards are drawing upon us. We, of course, have a backstage area there from Heat, and you've been voting within Heat magazine for the shortlist. So who's our money on? We've got a drama performance, David Tennant for Broadchurch, Jenna Coleman for Victoria. I mean, there's kind of quite big biggies,
big
isn't
names.
There?
Yeah,
big names this year.
But then Saran Jones, she was so popular, wasn't she, for Dr. Foster. So I think she might nab it.
Saran gets my vote, absolutely.
Yeah, for the performance.
And I think one of the things they love, the stars love about it particularly, is because it is all voted for by the public. And I think that that means a lot to them. So talent show, you've got Britain's Got Talent, Strictly The Voice, X Factor. Does Simon Cowell have a chance? Obviously, he's in two of those categories.
Mm, I mean, if he does, I think it would be more Britain's Got Talent. X Factor was just not nothing to write home about this year.
I really enjoyed the X Factor last year. My vote genuinely would go to the X Factor.
No,
but
minority opinion.
I know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that's
Strictly,
shared.
You can't argue with Strictly. I'm sorry.
So Strictly for you, and then TV presenter. Now, controversially, Dermot's not even been nominated in this one.
No.
And he normally gets nominated, but he always makes a joke that he never wins because he was out of debt. But this time he's not even been nominated. And will, everyone says it every year, but will it finally be the year that out of debt don't automatically nab it? I mean, 16 years.
Yeah.
It's good.
At this point, I just feel like it's just really embarrassing if then they don't.
I know, they've
like,
kind of got it.
Oh, number 17, the year they don't, just it'll be missed kind of it. And then
people will feel sorry for Ant.
With everything that's happened with Ant this year, I think they...
He needs a break, doesn't he?
It'll be, and it'll probably be quite an emotional one from him because he'll be like, oh, didn't know. I presume, because remember when there was one year when there was the whole kind of phone line scandal with ITV and they weren't sure, they weren't implicated, but it was to do with one of their shows.
Yeah.
And they thought that the public would have been against them and that would have been the year they didn't win. Yeah, and then when they did win, they were quite like heartfelt about it. So I think this is going to be the same.
Sadly for Bradley Walsh, I don't think it's his year.
I don't think he's this year. I just wish something would happen like when Judy Finnegan popped out.
Oh, I love a moment like that.
That was really good, wasn't it?
That's what we need. And I remember seeing once someone flashed on stage in front of Sharon Osbourne, which is brilliant.
Incredible.
It was blinker, you miss it. So talking of flashing, there's been lots of body parts flying around in Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Are we enjoying the series so far, Carl?
I'm loving this series so far. I think it's the best in a long, long time.
Do you?
Yeah, I love...
Do you like the premise, the whole women's?
I don't think they've necessarily done it in the right way, but I enjoy that it's created a conversation around it.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody in it this year is quite intelligent to an extent, and the conversations they're having
for a reason. Yeah, they've been really artfully selected.
Yeah, fascinating fact for you. I actually had conversations about going into the Big Brother.
I love that. Lucy, you should have gone.
I couldn't listen. I didn't want to embarrass you all. If I'd gone in there, you would have been watching with hands on your face, going, "What is she going to do next? What if I ended up getting drunk and weeing in the corner of the carpet?"
How then do you wouldn't feel be able watching to... it though now? Like, are you regretting it?
No, I mean, at the beginning, I thought because you just don't know who's going to go in there when you go and have those conversations. And actually, the mix of women were quite interesting. I thought I would have got on with them. But since the men have come in, I kind of feel like there's some good... You know, I really like Shane and Courtney, but I also... Dapper Laughs annoys me, and I feel like some of them have made it a bit low. I think they've brought it down a bit and made it a bit low rent, so I don't know. You never know. It's interesting because how people go in and how they come out, that's you know, that's what you have to look out for.
Who do you think you would have buddied up with?
I like Malika. I think she's brilliant. Yeah. I really like Amanda.
I love Maggie.
Oh,
I think she's really...
Maggie's just like, why am I here?
I know. Yeah, I like them. And I like Rachel as well.
Rachel's great.
India is annoying me.
She is annoying.
And I hope she wouldn't, because at the beginning I really liked her and I thought she was really outspoken. Yeah. But I just think she's not doing herself any favours.
I agree.
She's just a bit of a victim. And I think she might use the things that she's been through in the past to be like, oh, that's why you don't like me. And I don't think that, like, it's nothing to do with that. It's because you're just a bit of a...
I almost think that in her head she thinks that she's doing the right thing and that she honestly believes that she's making a statement. And
but that's a prime example of how it can turn, how being in that house can kind of... She will come out of it. She probably would have thought that she'd come out of it really well, and actually she's not going to. And she can't. And you can't tell when you're in there how you're coming across. She might think that people are really rooting for her, because and feeling sorry for her, but actually they're not. They're kind of getting a bit fed up. I mean, the worst was when she was like offended that Genuine didn't fancy her and thought it was because she's transgender. And
it's because he didn't bloody fancy her.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Fancy you. Yeah,
exactly.
But talking of Genuine, is he? He and Ashley, are they genuine?
Are they genuine?
I love the match. I think.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's just so unexpected,
it's
isn't
so
it?
It's so unexpected.
Do you think she really fancies him?
No, I don't think so.
No? But then why would she even go there? Like, she doesn't have anything really to gain.
I think it's a Stockholm syndrome. You know, it's just, I think once she's out of there...
She's been starved of men for 4 days.
Once she's out of there, I don't think it would work. But then, who knows? Like you say, stranger things have happened.
Again.
Who's your favourite so far, you guys?
Courtney Shane.
Yeah.
Courtney and Maggie for me.
Yeah, okay.
I think with Courtney Shane, I just think there's this delicious irony that the whole point is about gender, and it takes someone going in drag to sort of point out what actually a decent human being should act like.
Yeah.
Going across the borders of both sexes and just making like really educated, intelligent statements, really sensitive to other people's feelings, India's. I think he's a class act.
Yeah. I think Courtney's done a great job of explaining in a really articulate way to some of the guys and women who might not necessarily have understood gender issues beforehand without being too over the top.
I think she is a good contender to win.
I agree.
Speaking of Big Brother, Mikey and Grace, do you remember them from Big Brother 7 in 2006?
How can I forget?
Grace is the one who threw the water.
Susie. I mean, she was a brilliant contestant.
She was fab.
So they've just revealed they're expecting their third baby after 12 years together.
That is mind-boggling.
Can you believe this? They, out of any of the relationships, you would never have put those two last.
Never. He was Liverpudley.
He's still alive. I know he looks very skinny in his picture.
Yeah.
But he's still there.
He was just the Vernon Kay lookalike. He didn't really say very much. Was the Uber bitch. Somehow they've massively worked.
Her character was fantastic.
Yeah, she was good. I remember I had to interview them and I'd just been... So we'd always interview them when they came out of the house and like it would just be a massive deal when we put them on the cover of Heat. Yeah. And I'd been to a festival the weekend before I had to interview them. I'd lost my voice because I'd been shouting. So I ended up doing the interview, writing questions down.
Oh, really?
So on a bit of paper because you couldn't... I was like, eh. So, and then I wrote... I wrote, have you had sex?
Oh, my God.
And then they went, yes, they have.
Yes,
we
have.
But now we know they've had it. Well, they've got three kids.
Well, they've had it at least three times.
They have now. Liam Payne.
Yeah.
Done a duet. Hang on, I had a groan there from Charlotte.
Yeah, no, so I won't preempt you.
Oh, go on.
Liam Payne. And Rita Ora have done a collaboration for 50 Shades. What do we think?
Boring.
Oh, I love it.
I actually like the song. I think it's better than his.
To be fair, I haven't really listened to much of the song.
It's so good, honestly.
It's better than his usual stuff.
Well, that's not saying much.
I'm annoyed because the song is credited as Liam Payne and Rita Ora. His name.
Yeah.
And it's she literally 95% of the vocals.
Yeah. I thought it was really good, but yeah, it feels like it's more a Rita song than it is him. But it's going to elevate him somewhat, I think, because, you know, the bedroom floor, that literally only had about two lines in it and he kept repeating over and over again. And obviously it's for 50 Shades, so... It's gonna do well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gonna. If this goes to number one, Rita Ora has matched Cheryl's record for the female artist with the most number ones in the UK.
Oh, how does Cheryl have the most number ones?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a bigger question.
Charlotte's gonna groan again.
Another groan.
Charlotte's groaning.
Take me back to Oprah.
So I don't know how Cheryl's gonna feel about that.
Oh yes, but he could have sung with Cheryl instead. What would that be?
I would be more excited about that.
Do you think he'll do that?
I would love that to happen.
Yeah, maybe this is
like Kylie and Jason.
Kylie and Jason.
They could do, especially
and they,
for
and they
you.
Could, they could sample Bear's crying.
Yeah, because Liam said that he's recorded Bear's heartbeat for one of his songs.
But Liam also said that Bear speaks Spanish.
Your baby, who is
I want to hear this mysterious Señor Bear. I don't get it. The whole thing is
But Liam and Rita have been out massively promoting it during London Fashion Week, kind of all over each other a little bit.
I find it kind of off-putting. I mean, Rita, poor her. I mean, she is literally like linked to anyone she
stands
next to. But I just find I find it a bit too much, and I'm just sort of, I think I'm oversaturated by like Liam Payne. And
I'm not completely sold on Liam.
I can tell, Charlotte, I can tell.
Yeah. I'm not completely sold on Liam's solo career yet.
No. But what about Cheryl? What's her relationship with Liam looking like? What do we foresee into our crystal balls for them this year?
Do they ever see each other?
No, that's the thing, isn't it? Maybe that's why it's working.
Yeah. I mean, he was away for most of Christmas, even though, you know, it was Bear's first Christmas.
Yeah.
Exciting. We've been told by her that she's getting back into her music.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and hear from that.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in Cheryl and Liam's house.
What do they talk about?
I just
wonder. They might
what...
talk in Spanish.
They yeah, maybe.
Spanish. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's probably what they probably do. They probably just chat in Spanish all day.
Wouldn't
yeah.
surprise
them
me.
Them and Bear. So anyway, that brings us to a conclusion for Heats Wow this week. That's Heats We're Obsessed With podcast out every Friday. Thank you very much, Carl and Charlotte.
Thank you.
Remember, for more celebrity gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and go to heatworld.com for breaking news. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.